A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born in the house of his servant David. For his prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, the hands of all who hate us. Promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. And the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high, shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading today is such a beautiful reminder to us, as is the gospel, of God's love for us, that in those moments of life where we're overwhelmed, exhausted, where we think we can't keep on going, God sends his love to us to remind us of how truly loved we are. My dear friends, we're so busy. We're so busy running around. I don't know what we're doing sometimes, right? And life is pulling us in different directions. And on this Christmas Eve morning, this final mass of our Advent season, God is telling us how much he truly loves us, that he's going to take away from your exhaustion and replace that with peace. And people don't like you for who you are, God's going to remind you, God loves you unconditionally for exactly who you are. So how beautiful these readings are on our final Mass of Advent. We're reminded that we have a God who loves us so very much that he sent Jesus into the world for all of us to wipe away our tears, to take our pain away. And he's asking us to trust in him and to keep on going. I was at St. Andrew's last night with Father Mario Celestin. We had 19 priests there for confessions. And me being, you know, Mexican American, I think I heard every confession but one in Spanish. And I loved it. It was great. But when I got to bed last night, I thought, I'm tired. And we've all had those moments, haven't we? So let's just let God right now to lift us up and to really look into our hearts and ask, where have I been worn out recently? Maybe it's grief, work, family situations. So let's bring whatever's tiring us right now to our Lord and ask him to give us the strength on this beautiful morning.